One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey everybody, want to let you know I'm headed back on tour Friday, September 20th and Saturday, September 21st. I'm back at the La Jolla Comedy Store, Salt Lake City, September 27th at the State Room, Denver, Colorado, Saturday, September 28th at the Oriental Theater, Chicago, Illinois. I will be there at the Den Saturday, October 12th. Get your tickets for those shows and all shows on my website now at ryansickler.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. I'm Ryan Sickler, ryansickler.com, and Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Come see me on tour. Tickets are available on my website. I'm running through the year. Go give this podcast some love online, man. Give it a 5-star review, go rate it, all that good stuff. People forget how much that stuff really helps, the likes, comments, reviews. Very excited to have this guest here in the Way Back with me, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome Ali Siddiq. Welcome to the Way Back.
Thank you for having me on the Way Back. Man, you know what I'm out here doing. My name is Ali Siddiq, people. And make sure you follow me on Ali Siddiq Comedy on YouTube. Follow me at my website, AliSiddiq.com. Domino Effect 3 was phenomenal, came out on Mother's Day. Now I know y'all getting ready for Domino Effect 4. You know, make sure you check that out, all on YouTube.
I usually start the show by asking people, you seem to be old enough, if you remember this seat facing out in the traffic, if you ever, your parents had this car, or somebody you know had this car, did you ever ride in this seat?
I rode in this seat. It was my aunt's husband's vehicle.
Do you remember what it was? What kind of wagon it was?
I don't know what kind of wagon it was. It was brown. And it had this seat in it because we always wanted to ride in it. Mm-hmm. You know, sit back there and look facing out. You know, I guess that was one of the things. I wanted to be the last to see it. I guess. And the brown one.
Yeah.
You the last to see everything. Everybody was like, ooh, you like, oh, that's what they was talking about.
Yeah, it's going by here. Oh, there it is.
It was cool when you went to the beach with that.
Now, you're Houston growing up?
I grew up a lot of places.
So when you say beach, where are you going then?
My mom's from Compton.
So we
used to be out.
Oh, okay.
This is the first. You know, what's crazy, my first Halloween trick-or-treat that I remember was out here. Go to Hollywood and trick-or-treat in the big houses.
That's funny. That's what everybody still does. My daughter's mother lives in Santa Monica, and everyone drives into that neighborhood. We never did that. And when we grew up, we just went trick-or-treating in the neighborhood.
We would go there.
Then later we start seeing the younger kids, their parents would drive them around. We're like, you motherfucking weekend.
I got driven around. I was very privileged. My mom.
You didn't walk. You got dripped. They left the tailgate open in the back to drive you out.
Jump out. Go see what they got. Boom. Jump back in. Go to the next house. Very, very privileged. Yes.
Do you remember any of your Halloween costumes?
Oh man, you talking about being Superman with a towel?
What do you mean? That was what you used?
Yeah, I would just clip a towel around my neck. I got on regular clothes. And there's a regular house towel. Superman.
Not even a blanket, house towel.
It's a towel. You blanket too heavy for a kid.
That's a good point.
Bop.
It sounds
big
like
towel around the neck. Yeah, string. Superman. No S.
That's a good one. Just ma'am. No S.
I don't know. My mother never bought no Halloween costumes. That's crazy.
Did you have a...
But I had underoos, though. Incredible. These Hulk, were the Superman.
I remember we had underoos. We got them. Boom. And it was me and my brothers, and then the neighbor across the street had them, but he had an older brother. And that dickhead clowned us for him. You know what I mean? Because he was older. This was it, right? I had that same one. That Spider-Man one right there, Spider-Man. Man. You giving me fucking
Do you
flashbacks.
Understand underoos, man.
That's what Biggie said. Been smooth since days of underoos. People don't know what underoos are.
They understand.
They are right there.
Days of
Bring
under-roos.
Up the Superman underoos. You couldn't even get this one here. And I think this one had the S on the chest.
Man.
They're just underwear.
S on the chest. Just,
that looks like a grown man right now. Are they back?
That's
a dope size. That's a dope size. That's like a real.
That's disturbing.
That's
right
a real
there.
Costume. See if they got the Incredible Hulk, too, in grown man. This is crazy. This is insane. Why would they go
underoos, man? That's a good one. Nobody man, thought about those yet.
His joints was white, and they had the green joint. Them new underoos.
Yeah, these are new.
Oh, these are new underoos.
Look at the thong over here.
What? I am weirded out by this thong.
And I had, Batman. We had Batman, too. Do Batman underoos.
Yeah, go Batman back there with the great man with the gray jump.
Yeah, there it is right there. The gray shirt and the blue tighty whities or tighty blueies, whatever the fuck they are.
Man, yeah. Underoos. Them was
Dude,
the
real, I have, man.
Them was the real jump. You were very privileged.
I was to have some underoos.
Yeah, because to have underoos, you were very privileged.
Yeah. We had underoos, but here's the thing, man. I had my socks were embarrassing. Like, not just holes. I'm talking about the toes gone.
Man.
And I would pull them and stretch them over and then step on them and put them in my shoe like that.
Same. Man, that's traumatizing. Like
I used to wear two pairs of socks, so I'd be embarrassed to go to people's houses so I didn't have holes.
Man, I did that. That's terrible.
Have just weak spots in them. You know what I mean? You'd be like, that's
funny. And why did I flip my sock over like that to cover up my toes? Like, that's crazy.
I did that all the time.
Like, why didn't I just
get
another
sock,
man?
Yeah. Because they were spending money on underoos. That's
too
why.
I was busy asking for underoos. Like,
yeah,
yo,
underoos.
Trying to be very privileged
pool,
with my poor around the foot area.
Did you have any other favorite holidays? Did you have a favorite holiday growing up?
Just Halloween. I really wasn't a fan of anything else.
No Christmas.
Man,
I'm not stoked on that.
To this day, I hate Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
I
hate that's it a bullshit
then.
One, yeah.
Because it's just, you know, white women ruined my life a long time. man, this white girl named Tamika. From
a white girl named Tamika?
A very popular white name.
Is it?
Think about it. Look, I think you can look that up. They
Let's see
statistics.
Where Tamika falls on the popularity of white ladies' names.
White ladies' name, Tamika. Let's see what that is. Boom.
What's
name rank. Look at that.
What's the name rank
it's
on?
It's 1,600.
Yeah, okay. All right. I mean, that's higher than I thought, to be honest, too. I wouldn't think for a white lady.
What is it, the name given?
It's the 1,635th most popular name given in the United States.
And she was from Tampa.
All right, it's
she was from Tampa. Yeah. She was the first person to tell me about yellow rice.
Oh yeah,
she told me like I'm from in Tampa, we don't eat white rice, we eat yellow rice. I was like, oh okay, and I asked her to be my Valentine because I was very racial
forward,
you know, but since elementary. You know.
Me too. My first kiss was a black girl.
Look at you.
I didn't care.
Look at you.
I loved it.
Yeah.
She was older, a year older. Some
hold
of my friends.
Wait a minute. When you say I didn't care,
the neighborhood kids made fun of me.
Take the kiss?
Oh,
or
yeah.
was it given?
Oh no, it was given. It was mutual.
Oh, yeah, cause,
I just meant I didn't care because I was like,
oh,
because
I was about to say
swimming.
Anytime somebody
you know what
says,
I mean, I was in love and
I
they were all
care.
Clowning. Oh, I see
you
what
know,
you mean.
I took the kid. I didn't care.
I was in sixth grade. She was in seventh. I didn't know. She could have beat my ass probably.
No, a girl named Sheila beat my ass. I took a kiss.
How old were you when you took it?
It
huh?
was so ill advised. I read the room wrong.
Yeah. Tasha was like, oh, you can kiss
and
me.
And I kissed her, and I'm talking about, she had brothers, and she was very good with her hands. Like, Now, I dated her later, but she tightened me up.
I dated her later.
Oh, yeah, she tightened me up from the jump. It was crazy. She was one of them girls who was fast, too. Like, if you, like ran and grabbed her butt or something, she could run you down and beat you up. Like,
catching,
I
no
never did
what.
That part, but I took some, well, back then it wasn't called a kiss, it was called some sugar. I took some sugar, and then she bust my lip.
No, I talk about it all the time. My first kiss was a black girl, my friend's sister. And then that was just peck, just the lips. I mean, not peck, but it was, you know, a couple seconds, whatever. My first French kiss, this is embarrassing, but I'm going to tell it. It was in seventh grade. Mm-hmm. I was dating a girl at the time. You know, back then, your girlfriend, you just parents drop you off at the movies or some shit. And we went and saw Police Academy.
Uh-oh. Good
and movie. She stuck her tongue down my throat.
Damn. Felt nasty, didn't it?
No.
First time.
I fell in love. I had, listen, man, I was on cloud nine. I didn't know you could do that.
You was very adult.
I did not know someone would even think to put their tongue, like, it blew my mind on every level to the point that I said, do it again, do it again, do it again. Seventh grade.
So
seventh grade. She was the adult one. I was just the receiver, you know what I'm saying?
Seventh grade.
Like, what did we... 12, 10, 11, so 12, maybe.
This is what I'm saying. You were very advanced.
But wait, I'm do it again, do it again. After the movie, we get outside. What I didn't know, there was three girls in our class right behind us, and it was just clouded me. Do it again, do it again. And I didn't give a fuck.
Sir, I am so impressed with the level of porno man that you were at this age. Sir, you was... French kissing.
I wasn't. I'm just telling you. Man. I was receiving.
I'm talking about a girl's tongue was in your throat at 12 years old. You would have been like Burt Reynolds to me. Like you, like, you might as well be on a bear rug with your chest Burt. Out. I'm like, yo, are you kidding me? Do you understand? At that time, if I felt on your booty, I swear that you was pregnant. I'm like, yo, she's pregnant. She's pregnant. You know. Yeah, I touched her booty. It was crazy.
I touched it.
she's with my child.
She's with
and you tongue kissing. I'm like, I am the father at that point.
Go home, tell my mom we're having a baby.
We're having a child.
After Police
what,
Academy.
What happened? I tongue kissed Tamika.
It blew my mind. Like, I remember my eyes going open, like, what is happening? This feels great. I didn't even know this was a thing. Like, so many thoughts are going through my mind. How does she know how to do this? You man. Know what I mean? All this. And then I was like, shut your mind up.
I was still looking at porn, like, in the book.
Yeah, that's where'd
like,
you find
like turning the page. Then, yeah. You know, what's crazy is
you find it in the woods. You got in the woods.
It was insane. I found it in the woods, just random. Like, damn. Like, everybody know at my age, like, why would we find porn in the woods?
In the woods.
What were we looking, why were we looking for it in the woods?
That's where it was. That's
damn.
Why.
Like,
that's
man, who in the woods jacking off in the woods?
There was always a porno bag, man, in the woods.
It just randomly in the leaves, yeah. And you see it.
Like, look at this
and
here.
And you're like, what is this here? And then you
some titties under these fall leaves right here.
That you go through these cum stuck together pages.
Dirt and shit on like, them, rain worms.
It's like you are perverted, and I am right there. And we would look at him as a group. Like, I'm over here. It's like three of us. Like, no, turn the page. Turn the page. No, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back.
Oh, man.
Like, you know, and it started out with her in some weird lingerie.
Oh, God.
And then it gets, then it gets more progressively naked. You're like, man, I am a pervert.
Why are these pages missing? They pulled out the centerfold in this one.
Man.
Man, I remember when I saw the first centerfold. I'm like, what? Always the woods.
Kids don't find porn in the woods.
No.
They go on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
Kids find porn.
We had to hunt for porn.
Go
hunt for it. They got here for deer,
it.
Like, not porn. I want to talk to you, too, because you had mentioned on your episode of The Honeydew, which you make sure you go check out, that you started driving at 14.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned stealing your mom's car and stuff. But
taking it.
Was that how... Was that how you learned, or were you learning to drive somewhere else? And then
learned
this is what
that.
You joke. Okay, where? Learned where'd you learn?
Friends. Joyriding.
Just their cars.
Just joyriding other people's cars.
Oh.
Taking other people's cars.
Wait, they're stealing cars and bringing them, and everybody's getting the
turn. It's like you.
Or like I took my dad's out one night. Now we're all learning how to drive on.
It's not stealing. That's a filthy word.
Okay.
This is like
one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Like borrowing.
If it's your mom's car, it's borrowed.
No. This is what you call a dope fiend's car. You give a dope fiend.
I see.
20, we're gonna a little 20, the car for a little and we're going to borrow your car for a little bit.
Got it.
And what you do in a dope fiend's car, you think what they do in a rental car.
Tell me, I'll bet.
You talking about, man, if you talking about learning, I am 14. I have no idea how to drive. And my boy like, nah, get in. It makes shit, man, fuck this car. You think? And you behind and you are on the brake and the gas and with the emergency brake on. You doing everything in this car. And you hear it squealing. You hear smell it squealing. It. And you like, you just figured it out. And then you finally get it. You done ran over everything there. Every curve. Yo, man, this man bumper is off. This is insane what we doing in this man car. And take it back to him like that's how we got
it. That's how you got it. Yeah.
Man, what is you talking about, man? You crazy. and you a kid, like you watching somebody do this to somebody, you looking at it as a kid like, this is not right. But man, that's how I learned to drive. Then I take my mom's car out.
Was she like a deep sleeper? How'd you know you could do it? First time you ever did that.
Hey, everybody. Wanted to let you know I'm headed back on tour Friday, September 20th and Saturday, September 21st. I'm back at the La Jolla Comedy Store, Salt Lake City, September 27th at the State Room. Denver, Colorado, Saturday, September 28th at the Oriental Theater. Chicago, Illinois. I will be there at the Den Saturday, October 12th. Get your tickets for those shows and all shows on my website now at ryansickler.com.
My mom, we stay in the apartments. Like, she can't hear the car from in the apartment.
She can hear you leave, though, going out. No.
She don't know who calls.
You going through the window or you going through the front door to get out, is what I'm saying, out of the apartment.
Oh, out the apartment. You got to go out your bedroom window.
Okay.
You out, I'm talking about.
And are you high? And you're not high enough?
Yeah, we second floor.
Just jump down?
You just jump down. But this is not a, you got to be a professional about this. You have, and you learn this from trial and error. This is not,
this wasn't perfected right out of the gate.
You have to, when you jump out, you can't lock your knees. You gotta go,
bend,
you gotta go soft knees and roll. Because that first time you bend your knees, you don't even really have a good time because your knee hurt. You're like, I don't need that. But you know what's the crazy thing about this? When you leave, you have no idea how you get back in. And then you figure out, I'm gonna go unlock the door and then jump out the window.
Okay.
And then when I come back in, I can front come in door. The door and then act like I was doing something else if somebody gets up. But you forget that your mom gets up and she walks the house before she goes. Then she give them a night, go to the restroom and you come up, why this door unlocked? Unlock the door. And now you outside. She didn't come check in your room, now you outside.
Is the car in like a parking lot?
Lot, right? So you leave. You have no cone to put there. There's nowhere to save the spot. You come back, and there's no assigned spots. And now you come back, and it's a Ford F-150 in that spot. And your mother knows where she parked the car.
Oh, yeah, forget about where she parked. Of course she knows where she parked.
Now you're outside, and you just... Man, you try to get up before she get up to go move the car, hoping that he moved.
Yeah.
And he's like, goodness, this plan is foiled, man. You try this one. This is the one that gets you beat. When you try to play your mom like she didn't know where she parked the car, like she was losing her mind. So you just park it. And then you put the keys right back in her purse. You come in there. I can't find my car. Mommy, you don't know you parked your car. That's crazy. And then and she not like, I don't think I parked this car over here. And then to come in and beat you down. Because you thought you got away with that one? Yeah, you thought you tried to play me? Yeah, and you left Cheetos in my car. Now, how about that? How about this, stupid? You left Cheetos in the car.
I learned to drive. I was 14 also, and I worked at a junkyard. Mm. And this was back in the day when, we just wanted acres and acres of this junkyard with this, you know, they didn't have a computer system. It was, everything was by memory. If you came in, you're like, I need a side view mirror from old GMC van. They'd be like, Ryan, go up on the hill, third row back, halfway down on the left, go get that mirror for him. And then you could come with me if you wanted to, but I was 14.
Pick your part.
Yep. I'm driving grown men my age. I'm 14.
Forklift or regular car?
Regular car. We all had our own yard car. If you got one that could run, you could use it as a yard car. And I go up the hill and I'm just driving around. I'm pretty good at it. And my brother, so now we want to drive a stick, and we got the delivery truck. It's just a little Toyota pickup truck. Me, my buddy, his dad owned the junkyard, and then my brother in this back aisle. And we can't get this fucking clutch right. We're popping it. It's dying, popping and dying. And my brother gets it going. He's so excited. This dumbass. Now, it's all dirt, you know, potholes and everything. Yeah. Junk cars on both sides. Everything. Tight lane, right? He looks back out the back window to be like, I got it. Hits a pothole. Boom. Crashes into a parked car. We got to go tell him, hey, man, he just wrecked it. He's like, that's the fucking delivery truck. What are you doing? Like, we're trying to learn how to drive a stick back there. Later, he laughed about that shit. Years later, he laughed about that shit. But he was not fired up that we were fucking wrecking
the
delivery truck. Not fired
up at all. Wrecking the delivery truck. Reckless children.
And did you pass your driver's, like, learners on the first test?
Flying colors.
Did you?
Yes.
Damn, dude. I missed.
Parallel parking everything.
My brother and I were twins, and my dad made a deal that if we both got our license, he would get to drive halfway home. I had to get to do the other half. A learner's permit, excuse me. And
yeah, I had to pay for it.
I fucking failed my learner's permit. I paid for it. I sat in the back seat while this motherfucker got to drive all the way home and rub that shit in.
I had to pay money to get that?
No, back in my day, we actually had driver's ed in high school.
So
we might have paid money for the DMV to go get it or whatever, but we didn't have to do a private thing. We still had. Did you have that in your school?
Yeah, they had that.
Actual class with the simulators?
We didn't take it, though.
Because they said that the statistics, something were like, after age 16, the unemployment, the graduate rate would drop off because now people got their license and were just going to get work, you know. That's it. Pretty much similar to that. And then they had a screen up there. And then you would just drive and an old lady would come out. And if you ran over, it would mark you on your monitor.
Okay. Let me give you what I used in my childhood. That was a little more, you know, helpful in life.
Okay.
Home ed classes where you learn how to cook.
Oh, yeah. Home economics.
Yeah, home economics.
I'll give you one, too. Tell me what you did.
This is where you learn to make a quiche and sew. And
what they make skills. You sew?
Life skills, a blanket, a shirt.
We did a bookmark with letters of the school in it.
Yeah, see, this is way more, you know, girls were in here.
Yeah.
Full of girls.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But we had to take it. This was middle school for us.
Y'all had to take this?
Yeah. This was a required. I think so. I was in
middle school. I'll say this.
You know what they taught us to make in there? To this day, I still make, and I even make them for my daughter, bro. Pizza English muffins.
Come on.
Pizza
man.
English muffins on, is what man. I was taught in home ec, and I'm like, what? Yeah. Boom, boom. Three things.
I still do donuts like this.
What do you mean?
With the biscuits. Biscuits, push the hole in them, fry them on both sides. Oh, put sugar and cinnamon on both sides. Bah, 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 bah.
I don't even think they have that class anymore. It's probably sexist to have that, but I loved it. I was in there.
I was in there.
I was in there with you sewing.
I was in that heavy. I took drafting.
Yeah, man. We had to take, man, I did not do well in that. We did have to do drafting where you put the powder on there and all that.
I want to be an architect.
Yeah. I remember that. We did that. Did you have any kind of shop, like wood shop, metal shop? Yeah,
metal shop, both of them.
Would they make you make a metal shop?
And we had to make not a clock, but like a border, like a frame.
For the 4 o'clock or something?
Yeah, it was some we had to weld together.
It was a bowl, a wood bowl. In metal class, it was two things. We took a flat tin piece and we made a nice ashtray out of it.
We had to make the ashtray.
Yeah. And then the other thing was a plant hanger. It was like a metal plant hanger. That's what they made us make in metal.
We had to make a birdhouse.
Did you? Yeah. That's actually, I would have liked to have done that. We didn't do that. We did like bullshit. We did not do a birdhouse.
We had to make a birdhouse. And we had to make a clock as well. The wooden clock with the numbers and shellac it and put the thing in the back. We had to do that in wood shop as well.
I remember we did art class too, where we would mold people's faces.
Art class was dope.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Wood shop birdhouse.
Wood shop birdhouse right there.
Back in the days.
Did you guys have like, you're 49?
50.
50, okay. Yeah. Do you remember growing up, like what were the trends? We had the fat laces and the chucks. Oh, for sure. What about jams? Yeah. Did you guys have jams?
Yeah, jams.
See, my mom made us jams. Like my mom was like, you got McDonald's at home and made us jams. Went to Joanne Fabrics and got the shittiest fabric you could fucking see through. And was like, you don't need jams.
Right there.
Yeah, those were
the classic, the first one.
Jams.
Man, jams was crazy. You wore them with biking shorts under them.
Yeah, jams. I never had them.
I wonder, can we still get them?
Are they still out there?
I ordered me a pair in medium.
Did you ever have hammer pants? MC yes, Hammer pants?
Sure did.
My grandma bought me one time. It was, I don't know if they were hammer pants. They were more like the Michael Jackson zip pants. You know what I'm talking about? What were they called? Why can't I think of it right now?
The hammer pants.
Back in the day, they had just like breakdance pants, you know?
Parachute pants.
Thank you. Parachute pants. That's it.
So.
Did you wear these? You rock parachute pants?
Sure did. But the craziest thing was this. They attributed to Hammer. But it was actually Bobby Brown first.
Ooh, you know what? Now that I see this picture right there, it's 100% Bobby Brown first. You're right. Oh, yeah, they do attribute to Hammer. Look.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Every little step I take.
You will be there.
You ain't lying. Yeah, man. Fucking parachute pants. What else? What else were big trends? Oh, did you cuff and roll your pants?
Definitely cuff and roll.
Penny loafers, pants. Were they big?
Penny loaf was definitely with the dimes in them, not pennies.
Oh, you guys did dimes?
Yeah.
I like that.
Are
you down in Houston with cowboy boots and suit big?
Doing the rodeo, but not on the everyday. Mm-hmm. But then the Wayne flip up glasses.
Oh, yeah. The Wayne flip up glass.
The Mickey Mouse, Yo Baby Yo shirt. Black Bart Simpson,
I remember T-shirt. Those. Everything was You Can't Touch This. Spuds McKenzie, remember Spuds McKenzie?
Definitely, the Coca-Cola sweater.
Yeah, Coca-Cola, Benetton. I had Coca-Cola jeans. There's Spuds.
Spuds McKenzie.
Look at that dude. Yeah, you don't see anything like that anymore.
That was crazy at that time.
Man, thank you for doing this. Let's get you out of here. I know you got to get out of here.
Thank you for having me.
One more time, promote whatever you'd like.
Oh, let's do it, man. Ali Sadiq Comedy on YouTube, AliSadiq.com. Tour schedules on AliSadiq.com. New special is Al Domino Effect 3, First Day of School. Domino Effect 4, which is called Pins and Needles. Make sure y'all check those specials out. Start back at 1, though. 1, 2, 3, 4. Like rings, like Jordan Dynasty.
Thank you.
My brother.
I appreciate you. As always, Ryan Sickler on your social media. Come see me on tour. Tickets are available at ryansickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.